I was born in 1944 in Nottingham, and I grew up with a brother until I was 10, and then he left to join the Air Force, which upset me because we were very close. I was always a very sickly child until I was about 10, and then they took my adenoids out, and I've never looked back since. And I went to a grammar school called Mundella, which was by the Trent River, and God did all the sort of usual things that children do. We seem to walk about a lot and spend a lot of time in the garden. My mother was always ill a lot, as far back as I can remember, but not really, well, she had bad nerves, so whether there was any physical cause, I don't know. But after I did get diabetes, my young cousin got it and died of it, and then my father developed it after me, after he retired, but he got the type 2. I think he sat around eating too many sweets after he retired. So whether I would have got it in later life if I hadn't had the fall, I don't know, because that's what brought my diabetes on when I was 29.
Why did your cousin die of it?
I think I'd had it about 10 years or so. She was only 18 and she'd just got engaged. It was all very tragic, really. She got it and went into hospital with some kind of stomach bug. And for some reason or other, they didn't discover she'd got diabetes, and she died within 48 hours. And her mother was absolutely distraught because she couldn't eat properly. She'd been taking Lucozade in, which, you know, has got a lot of sugar content, to build her up. And she kept saying, oh, I've killed my own daughter, you know. And she was inconsolable for a long time. I don't know anybody else in the family who's got it, but then we're not a very big family, so it could be lurking out there. But as far as I know, I'm the only one in the family still going now with it.
What did you do after you left school?
I went straight into the civil service, I'm afraid to say, because my father was a civil servant and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I just joined the civil servant, which what you did then, I said I wanted to go into the Home Office or something really posh like that, and they sent me in the Inland Revenue. And I've been there for 43 and a half years. So it's been quite good to me, actually, because it's helped me with looking after my parents when they were both ill. I gave up for a time and went back part-time. And also, they're very good on looking after you when